Hi, I am Rocío Cárcamos. I am 60 years old. I am from El Salvador. Today we'll be talking about if the cell phones are taking people away from their families and friends. I will be interviewing students and people at my high school and people in my community to hear their ideas about how cell phones are taking people away from their families. I think this is an important issue because we can see this in different families that people are spending more time on their cell phones and forgetting how to talk face to face with people and not going out and spending time with their friends and families. What they had to say was very interesting and really surprised me.
Now I would like to ask some questions from different people. And my first person will be...
My name is Zach.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a teacher at Oakland International High School. I teach 12th grade. Counts when I am using Spotify to listen to music or I'm listening to podcasts and doing something at the same time. So I'm not sure if I would count that, but it's a lot.
Why?
I love Spotify. It's really improved my life a lot because I can listen to any type of music that I want to whenever I want to, which is really fun and cool. That's the app that I like that I can say only positive things about during the day, and it takes up more time of my life than I really wanted to.
Great. Do you spend more time with your family or on your cell phone?
Well, my family doesn't live here, so I think that's an interesting question for me, because when I'm spending time with my family, it's actually on my cell phone. My family lives in New Jersey and Chicago and Seattle, so if I want to connect with my family, I can do it on Instagram. I can see what they're doing, and I like that. But I can also talk to them on the phone, and so I'm using my phone to connect with my family a lot. If I didn't have a cell phone, I wouldn't be able to connect with my family quite as much.
Does cell phone affect family?
I think in general, when people are together, I see a lot of people using their cell phones around other people. And I think that's true of families too, especially when you're around somebody so much, you sort of take it for granted that you want to talk to them or they want to talk to you. And so you feel like it's okay to just be in your cell phone when you're around them. And I think that's definitely affecting people's relationships with each other, with their friends, and with their families. I worry about kids getting cell phones when they're really young and then not really learning how to have real conversations or even knowing that that's a thing that they can do.
I have trouble focusing on what's around of you.
Yeah, I do. I think I have some attention deficit disorder that's caused by my phone. Like, I think almost everyone I know does these days. When I have my phone in my pocket, some part of my brain is thinking about it. So I noticed that, like, every time I eat a meal, every time I eat lunch or dinner, I have my phone out next to the plate. And so I'm like scrolling in my phone, checking the news or checking Instagram at the same time that I'm eating. And I'm never really focusing on the things that are happening in your phone can wait. And the people in front of you are more important.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
My name is Alison Martinez. I'm from Nicaragua. I'm 7.
Do you spend more time with your family or on your cell phone?
With my family.
Hey, that's surprising because other people are told me that they spend more time in their cell phone than with their family.
I think I spend more time with my family because they have more, more experience in their life, and they tell me their experiences, what they have been through and all that. And I always speak to my grandma because she's the only one that tells me background of herself and a lot of things that happened to her a lot. So I like to talk to her and with my family, because for me it's more important to communicate with my family and let them know what is happening with me.
Affect families, not in your view, but in other people.
Affect families. A cousin that he's mostly on his phone and he doesn't know what is happening around his family. So when he knows something new, he's like surprising. Even if it's happening around him, it's kind of surprising for him because he's always on his phone and he doesn't put attention what is happening. Don't use too much your cell phone and be always connected to your family, because some of them are gonna be with you all your, and just forget a little bit about your cell phone and be focused with your family a little more, because you're gonna be surprising with new things that you don't know.
As you can see, there are different opinions on this issue. On one side, people are saying that phones are not taking people away from their families. Some people say that phones help families to be communicated with families who are back in their countries, and not making people go away. They say that it's better for people to communicate by cell phone than going out and talking face to face. However, other people think that phones are really taking people away from their families because they just want to be alone playing games and not really put attention to what is around us and what is happening in the world. They are spending more time on their cell phones than going out and do something for themselves. In my opinion, families have to be more aware about what people are doing in their cell phones and really make them leave the phone for a while and talk to them. People need to learn how to communicate with others face-to-face. They need to learn how to be smart without their cell phones. In my opinion, something that I have to improve is try to live my life without my cell phones, because I feel that I am addicted to my phone and that impact the way my family think about me. Reporting from Oakland International Students in beautiful Oakland, California, this has been Rocío Cárcamos. Thank you.